In this topic, we are exploring spiritual relationships, calling, and ministry in all of life. One of the most important truths for spiritual growth is this: ministry is not limited to a pulpit, a church building, or an official title. All of life can become ministry when it is surrendered to Christ. That does not mean every believer has the same role. It does not mean every Christian should become a pastor, chaplain, officiant, coach, missionary, or church staff member. But it does mean that every Christian is called to live before God with purpose. You are an embodied soul, created in the image of God. Your work, your relationships, your habits, your conversations, your decisions, and your service all matter before God. In Genesis, God placed the human in the garden to cultivate and keep it. Work was not a punishment. Responsibility was not a curse. Relationship was not an accident. From the beginning, human life was designed to be God-facing, fruitful, relational, and meaningful. The fall damaged this calling. Work became frustrating. Relationships became strained. Human ambition became disordered. People began using gifts for pride, control, escape, or self-protection. But redemption in Christ restores calling. When Jesus calls people to follow him, he does not only save them from sin, he also reorients their lives. The fisherman, tax collector, businesswoman, parent, soldier, servant, teacher, farmer, leader, and neighbor can all begin to ask, "Lord, how can my life serve your kingdom?" This is why spiritual relationships matter. A Christian may grow in knowledge, but if that growth never touches family life, friendship, workplace conduct, church involvement, or care for the hurting, something is missing. A person may say, "I love God, but still treat people harshly, avoid responsibility, or use religion to hide from obedience." Spiritual growth becomes visible in relationships. All of life as ministry means your daily life becomes a place of witness. Your workplace can become a ministry field. Your family can become a discipleship space. Your business can become a place of integrity and service. Your neighborhood can become a mission field. Your church or soul center can become a place where your gifts are strengthened and offered. This does not make life easy. It makes life sacred. Spiritual growth invites you to stop asking only, "What do I want to do with my life?" and begin asking, "Lord, what have you entrusted to me?" Calling begins when we receive our lives from God and offer them back to him. That is where ministry in all of life begins.